Few conflicts in modern European history reshaped the continent's political landscape as dramatically or as prominently as the Franco-Prussian War of 1870 to 1871. It lasted less than a year, a brief, violent storm by the standards of the century that followed, yet its consequences reached far beyond the battlefield. The war shattered one empire, forged another, and planted seeds of resentment so deep that they would take more than four decades to fully bloom into catastrophe. To understand how Europe stumbled into the First World War, one must begin here, in the smoke and humiliation of France's defeat and the triumphant birth of a unified German nation. The origins of the Franco-Prussian War lie in the ambitions of one man more than any other, Otto von Bismarck, the Prussian minister-president who had spent the better part of a decade methodically engineering the unification of the German states under Prussian leadership. Bismarck was not a romantic nationalist. He was a cold, calculating realist who understood that war, used wisely, could accomplish what diplomacy alone could not. By 1870, he had already fought and won two brief, decisive wars, against Denmark in 1864 and Austria in 1866, each one bringing more German territory and prestige under Prussian control. France, under Emperor Napoleon III, watched these developments with growing unease. A unified Germany on its eastern border would fundamentally alter the balance of power in Europe, and Paris knew it. The immediate trigger for war was deceptively mundane, a dispute over the Spanish throne. When Spain's Queen Isabella II was deposed in 1868, the Spanish government began searching for a suitable European monarch to fill the vacancy. A Hohenzollern prince, Leopold, a relative of the Prussian king, was proposed as a candidate. The prospect of a Hohenzollern ruling Spain while another sat on the Prussian throne sent French leaders into a fury. France would effectively be surrounded by Hohenzollern influence, a scenario Napoleon III's government found intolerable. The French pushed back, demanding that Prussia formally withdraw the candidacy and guarantee it would never be renewed. It was a diplomatic overreach, and Bismarck seized the moment masterfully. He edited and released a telegram, the famous EMS dispatch, in a way that made it appear the Prussian king had contemptuously dismissed the French ambassador. The French public erupted in outrage. Napoleon III, already weakened and desperate for a political victory, declared war on Prussia on July 19, 1870. What followed was a military catastrophe for France of a scale few had anticipated. The Prussian army, reorganized and modernized under General Helmut von Moltke the Elder, moved with a speed and coordination that the French forces simply could not match. Prussia's use of railways to rapidly mobilize troops, combined with superior artillery and a well-drilled officer corps, gave it an overwhelming advantage in the field. French commanders, by contrast, struggled with poor logistics, unclear orders, and a command structure that had not been meaningfully reformed since the Napoleonic era. Within weeks, the campaign had turned decisively against France. The Battle of Sedan, fought on September 1-2, 1870, delivered the killing blow. Napoleon III himself was captured along with an entire French army, over 100,000 men, in what stands as one of the most complete military defeats in French history. The news reached Paris like a thunderclap. The empire collapsed almost immediately. A republic was hastily proclaimed on September 4th, and a new government of national defense took power, vowing to fight on. But the war's outcome was already sealed. Prussian forces besieged Paris, and after 4 months of brutal hardship, starvation, cold, and relentless bombardment, the capital capitulated on January 28, 1871. An armistice was signed, and France's humiliation was complete. Yet the military defeat was only one dimension of the wound inflicted on France. The true sting came with the peace settlement.